Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Y'all know how to party, too. Let's do it. Let's do it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You guys are listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone, landline, you know, standing on top of the building, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to leave a comment or give an opinion of today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad. Excuse me, guys. That's part of having a live show, right? That's part of having a live show. But anyway, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. Or you can also press the number one on your keypad if you'd like to give your comments or give your opinion on today's topic. I'd love to talk to you guys, okay? All right, I love to talk to you guys. I see there are more people joining the show, and welcome, guys. 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, corporate taxes, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you when you call. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, I also sponsor my own show, of course. The show is also sponsored by Frank Williams Realty. You guys can go to my website at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. And if you guys want to send me an email or whatever, you can email me at frankwilliams@kw.com. All right. If you have someone that's looking to sell, hey, I tell you, sellers, people are putting their houses, you know, this is how fast things are going. People are putting their houses on the market today. I know a girl put her house on the market 22 hours ago, and she already has 6 offers on the table. I mean, that's, you know, it isn't a lot of inventory out there for people who are selling their houses, because not a lot of people are selling their houses, but those who are, it just, you know, what I say is go ahead and find your place to live first, okay? Find your place to live first. Find your house to go to that you're wanting to buy, or if you want to go to your, if you're going somewhere to rent, whatever you're doing, find you somewhere first, and then put your house on the market, because, you know, the offers are going to start pouring in really fast. I mean, investors and, you know, just everyday people. But it's a tough market for people who are buying. Okay? So, again, go to send me an email, guys, if you want to if you got questions or you need some help with the sale of your property, or you want to buy a property, shoot me an email, frankwilliams@kw.com. All right. Let's see. Where do I want to go with this? Today's episode is entitled, What Makes a 21-Year-Old Kill People? And I put it harsh like that because, I wanted it to jump out at everyone. And I knew it would bring in a lot of people. I knew a lot of people want to listen to the show. And I have a lot of people up on the show. Okay? Probably twice as many as I had on yesterday. And what makes a 21-year-old kill people? You know, it's straight up the mentality. The mentality. Man, at 21 years old, I don't know what I was doing, but I guarantee you, my mind wasn't close to wanting to kill somebody. Wasn't even close. At 21, man, whenever your birthday was, you just started drinking, right? You just became drinking age. Were you drunk? You weren't drunk when that state patrol rolled you off the road. But this guy, then I guess he lives in Cherokee County, so he goes to a. Well, it was 3 different scenes. It was 3 different massage parlors where he killed 8 people total. What's your deal, dude? What's your deal? So he goes to Cherokee County to a massage parlor. and shoot, I think he shot 6 people. Two of them died at the scene, and 2 more died at the hospital. So he shot 6 people in Cherokee County. 4 of them died. Okay, so he got 4. He got 4 murders on his hand, and 2 attempted murders. That's 6. That's 6 charges right there. Then he drives down to Atlanta, somewhere around in the Buckhead area. He drive down to Atlanta and go in another massage parlor and kill, what was it, 3 more people. He killed 3 people at this massage parlor. And all of them, y'all know it, all of them are of Asian descent. That's who run these massage parlors, right? These Korean women or these Chinese women, whatever they are, they from the Orient, so they know all this touching and rubbing your muscles and all this stuff, right? All these oils. Then, while the police was at that scene, in Buckhead right there where he killed those 3 people, they got a call whereas another shooting done happened across the street at the other spa across the street from this one. Dude done went across the street in the spa across the street and shot another lady dead. So he killed 8 people in a matter of, I think, 3 hours, maybe, if that long. Then he gonna get in his, he got some kind of, they say he had some kind of 2007 Nissan or something. I'm not sure. And now he going down 75, going south down 75. And they were after him. You know, here's what I'm saying. Back in the day, back 30, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, back 30 years ago, you didn't have all these cameras up on the telephone poles. That's what we call them. You had the cameras all up on the telephone poles and you know, shining out in the parking lot. You didn't have these cameras up on the stoplights. You didn't have all these cameras all around the city, right? But now, in all these cities, you got cameras. So it's easy to catch you. It's easy to catch you. They won't that dude. He didn't even have time to go rinse his hands off. He still got the residue from his gun on his hand. His gun didn't have time to stop smoking and the police was on him. See, them kind of folks right there, you know, You hate people for no reason. You know, I don't know. Maybe the massage parlor in Cherokee County up there, maybe he visited it. Maybe he didn't get the service that he liked or he wanted or he expected at that one. So he shoot up the place, killing people. He killed 4 in Cherokee County. That was his biggest hit. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in, guys. Let's talk. And then he drives down to Atlanta and kills some more people. So these kind of people are sick, you know. And I guarantee you, I'm willing to put I'm willing to put $2,000 on it. I guarantee you he was a gamer. I guarantee you he watched video games. He played video games. I guarantee you he played video games. But the video game's not gonna help him now. I don't know what kind of video games they play in prison, but I don't know if it probably ain't as good as sitting on your couch at home. This guy getting ready to go down hard. And you know what I say about these people is they shouldn't even get a trial. But supposedly, quote unquote, it's America. Everyone's entitled to a fair trial. People weren't entitled to the rest of their lives. He what you call smoked those people. You know, it's bad when you don't expect it. I don't know if the guy came in, had guns in the air, blazing or whatever. But he walk in there and you say, "Hello, sir, can I help you?" And then bam, bam. I mean, that's unexpected, dog. You know, and so, but it's a hate crime. You're up in there killing Asian people. There are white people that run massage spas. There are black people that run massage spas. There are Latino people that run massage spas. Why didn't you go kill some white people? Why didn't you go kill some black people? Why didn't you go kill some Latinos? What made you just attack the Asian massage spa? What made you attack the Asian massage spa? So this is going to be a hate crime. It's going to be, you know, 8 to 10 counts of murder and attempted murder. This guy, he'll never see this side of the bars again. And he shouldn't even get a trial. He should just go on, you know, this what costs the taxpayers money. People like this shouldn't be allowed to live. I don't think. That's my opinion now. I'm just saying this. It's my opinion. But I don't think he should be allowed to live anymore. Go ahead and take him out, man. Go ahead and take him out. Let's hear from a caller from the 609 area code. First three digits of 464. Caller, you live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this,
Good morning, Frank. This is Hart.
Hey, man. What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, talk man. I wasn't laughing, but I'm like, now, what was his race? The shooter.
He was white.
He was white.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, and he's still breathing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why. Well, that you know, see. If it was one of us, we wouldn't be free. But
yeah, right.
If we went and shot up any race, we wouldn't be breathing. That's the problem. we wouldn't be taking up no taxpayers' money and you know, being a ward of the state or this and
yeah.
other. Nah, we'd be dead, man.
Yeah.
We'd be dead. You know,
yeah.
Cause, and you know, how could you kill 8 people and still be breathing? This ain't the wild, wild. This ain't the wild, wild west. Even though I wish, you know, because I'm gonna be frank with you. I don't care if there's police on your radio show or not. You know, I probably got at least 8 people that I would like to murder today. But I'm goddamn. But you know what, Frank? But I love freedom. I love to be free.
That's right.
But you know, I just have to, you know, be like, just shake my head and keep it moving. But you know, and then, you know, I'm old, you know, because, you know, he might be old too, Frank. He might be, you know, he might be our age. You know, you can't fight no more. And,
he 21 years old, huh?
Oh, he 21, yeah, well, he can fight. But maybe, you know, he must have went into the back room in the massage parlor and got tricked out.
Yeah. Now he's coming back mad.
He's mad, madder than a mug.
But you know what?
When I think about it,
you know, his mug shot didn't show no bruises, no swole eye, no black eye, no cut under the eye, nothing.
Because he shot up some Asian people.
He shot up some Asian people.
And he white. So there you go. It's messed up, man. But there you go. He white. You know, we in 2021. You know, we done had a psycho for a president. And then that's white. And then, you know, because, you know, black man that was crazy in the White House, that ain't going to happen. They would have took him out. They would have took him out right quick. You doing what? Right quick. He wouldn't last no whole year.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. You know. If somebody did what the psycho president did in the last 4 years, you know, in the coming years, if they did that, a person of color, whatever color, other than white, you know, no, they would have had, man. He wouldn't have survived no first trial. That nigga would have been in jail, man. He probably wouldn't even made it to jail. I agree with you. It shouldn't even be no trial. But, yeah, if it was a black man, nah, it wouldn't have been no trial. It probably wouldn't even made it to the newspaper. So, you know, but yeah, in 2021, man, and it's still going on. And it's still gonna go on.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You know, we be dead and buried, man. It's still gonna be going on. You know, everybody was so happy that we had a black president. You know, they just gave us one. You know, after 200 years, they gave us one. But you know, everybody was happy about that. Oh, nigga, I wasn't happy. You know, because I knew what was coming was gonna be worse. You know, after he got an office, you know, what happened? We got a cycle in the office. You know, and then, you know, in the next 4 years, if we don't have nobody, see, one thing about it, we don't have a plan in place. We should have had a plan in place a long time ago, but we don't have no plan in place. We don't even have we should have a succession of great people of color to succeed the Obama, But we didn't have that. We still don't have it.
Yeah, yeah.
We still don't have it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, you know, was so happy those 8 years. I was like, man, I don't know what y'all happy about, man, because we finna go through hell. Y'all think y'all been through hell now? Man, the worst is yet to come.
We might have Obama sitting back there somewhere, but he might not want to go for the president.
Nah, we need a whole goddamn Senate and a whole house where everybody goddamn is, I'm sorry, Frank, but everybody is people of color, because then, man, maybe we can take America over. But you know, like I tell everybody, we not gonna see it, not in our lifetime. You know, our sons and daughters, is, you know, they might be able to see it, but we ain't gonna see it. You know,
let me bring another call in on our conversation here, from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Calling you live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this? Where you calling from?
What the hell going on, man?
What's going on, buddy? Talk to me.
Where's that? You need to run for president, all that shit you're talking. But anyway. It's Vic, man.
Nah.
What's going on, Vic?
Hey, man. Hey, he done went in there and killed all them folk, man. And, you know, that shit started from Trump. That ain't nothing but a Trump follower. Talking about the China disease. You know what they do to folks over there in China? They execute your ass after trial. And then they bill your family for the bullet that killed you. That's what they need to do. Ship his ass over there to China. Let China them deal with it.
Damn.
Yeah, they'll kill him as soon as he show up.
Damn sure will.
Yeah.
Damn sure will. And they'll FedEx that bullet, that bill for that bullet that killed it to his damn parents.
See, damn.
But see, dang body, his parents want to help catch his ass.
Yeah, I don't want him in my house.
And you know what will come next? Please don't kill him. Please don't kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I just heard the report. They tracked him by a cell phone. And that's how that went. Yeah. But you know,
then they ran him out the road down 75 down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Went down there and probably ran down there and asked, you okay?
Yeah.
We ain't gonna lock you up right now, man. Don't investigate this. Let's get on that. You're hungry. We'll stop by McDonald's somewhere and get something to eat.
Wow.
How many lives this idiot don't destroy, including his?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he done.
Yeah, he right here. Yeah. He's going to need a massage parlor. He could have went on list crawling, bought him some.
Yeah.
One thing about it, he won't get none now.
No, he won't.
He sure won't get none. Yes, sir. He might be the one giving.
Yeah, he might be.
Oh, that's a definite. But
yeah.
Well,
hey,
man, all right,
I appreciate.
Fella, I'm gonna let y'all finish it up, Paul.
All right, bro. I appreciate y'all calling, man. Appreciate y'all
coming.
Keep listening to the show, man. All right.
All right.
And again, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. Hey, I'm going to shut it down right there. We're going to pull it on down. Hopefully, I'll be back with y'all in about 23 and a half hours. Hey, this is Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. See ya.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap. With the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion food that made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Hold them bands down.
Hey.
Hold your man down.
Hey.
Who told you come around?
Who?
Hit that trap sound.
like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it, intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Money,
run that skillet, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a debt, check, yeah, boogie stay sit on my lip. I didn't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me.
Watch,
life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property.
Bro.